To help us survive spiritually in today's world, we need to understand how God speaks to us, as well as bring to light how the adversary speaks to us. The more we recognize the way both of these influences show up in our lives, the easier it is to discern and not be fooled. After publishing my book, Not Today, Satan, I felt like there was more to do to help my friends recognize Satan in their own lives. So here's a podcast, Not This Week, Satan, where we explore weekly ideas, experiences, and scriptures to be more aware of the adversary's influence, to help you gain greater desire, confidence, and strength to turn away from the adversary and towards Jesus. So I've got to tell you, I am pretty comfortable in uncomfortable situations. I'm pretty comfortable in awkwardness, but recording a podcast is like a whole nother level of awkwardness. I'm sitting here in my bedroom, my recording studio, and staring at my computer, talking into a microphone, and trying to make it sound like I'm talking to a person. It's another level of awkward. And after the first episode, I really wasn't sure if I would want to do that again. As I said at the very end, that I wasn't sure if there would be a next episode. But here we are, we made it. And I hope that as I practice this, that my messages can have a little more personality and a little more, a little more of me in them. So, let's just get into it. Today I have a lot of thoughts on my mind that have kind of been circling around for the last couple of weeks. This same topic has been popping up all over in my scripture studies, in my personal life, listening to experiences of others around me right now. And my husband and I have had a lot of conversations about this topic recently, so I hope I can sort it out to make some sense of it. So the topic is complaining, or feeling things that are often seen as negative, like sadness, disappointment, frustration, and on, and how God feels about us having those feelings and speaking about them. Just to set this up a little, let me share something that most people don't know about me, that is way too personal for me to be comfortable sharing, but I feel like I should. So I'll just go ahead and be uncomfortable for a minute while I tell you about this. And then probably uncomfortable for the rest of my life, because the people listening are probably all people I know in real life and I have to look at and talk to all the time. But the thing is, I have this thing, I'm not really sure what to call it. It's a health issue or a mood disorder. It's called PMDD. And it makes me feel just absolutely terrible, mentally and emotionally, for about 7 to 10 days out of the month, every month. It's kind of like PMS, but if PMS were a supervillain on steroids that shows up in your brain monthly. Some months are worse than others, and I don't really want to get into it too much. That's not what this podcast is for, but it's just like my brain and my emotions just don't work right, and I don't feel like myself at all. And I'm often left feeling just heavy, heavy darkness for that period of time. I call it, and I've heard a lot of other people call it, Hell Week. I see it as a pretty appropriate and accurate title for that period of time. So this past month, Hell Week happened to land on the week we were studying Job in Come Follow Me. Before that week, I'd never really studied Job. I knew he was a good person who got hit with a lot of trials and had some friends that were awesome for about a week and then terrible. I knew that he was always talked about as the epitome of patience, and that's about it. But studying a little deeper, I found some new meaning for myself, and hopefully it will be meaningful for someone listening as well. Job was so good, and then everything fell apart. He didn't do anything wrong, it just happened. Everything he cared about and loved in this world was gone. Some was taken, some turned away from him. And some of it was things he had to sit with and suffer in every single day. Through his trials, he did a lot of roller coastering back and forth between things like, I'll praise and trust God, to curse the day I was born. He spends a lot of time both declaring his testimony of God loves me, and also declaring and lamenting and wondering things along the lines of, but does he actually hate me? He complains, he doubts, he questions, he cries. But the thing I found most impressive about Job was that he always took his complaints and doubts and frustrations to God. He's sad, he's angry, he's confused, but he's not murmuring. He's not rioting and banding together a rebellion. He's possibly frustrated with God, but he's giving it all back to God. I don't think this response was just what Job did because he wanted to or because it came naturally. I think it's how Job responded because that's how he needed to. When we're filled with pain and suffering and frustration, our friends and family can be helpful, but the only one who can truly, deeply heal and comfort us in our darkest of darks is God. It's our heavenly parents and Jesus and the Holy Ghost. Okay, so now I need to explain why the heck I'm talking about Job and why I told you the PMDD Hell Week thing on this podcast about Satan. There is so much guilt that comes with Hell Week each month. I feel ashamed that I can't pull myself out of it. I felt like Heavenly Father was disappointed in me if I went another week where I couldn't be happy when it feels like I just barely got out of the last Hell Week. There are times when I felt so frustrated and lost and abandoned by God, but where I felt too ashamed to pray about it, where I felt that Heavenly Father didn't want to listen to me talk about it. And do you know where all of those thoughts come from? Not the sadness, but the reaction to it, the shame of experiencing it, and the thoughts of God being disappointed in me for emotions, the desire to hide from God because he supposedly abandoned me anyway. That is all from Satan. The scripture in the Book of Mormon, 2 Nephi 2:25, that a lot of you are probably familiar with, says, "Men are that they might have joy." It does not say, "Men are that they might smile and fake their way through trials and pain and pretend like everything is awesome all the time and only talk to God about how happy they are and only say things they're grateful for in their prayers." It doesn't say that. Joy means a lot of different things. But Satan has told me, and he may tell you, that joy only means being happy all the time. And if you're not, you're doing life wrong, and you should hide, and definitely don't talk to Heavenly Father about it. But those are lies. God knows that pain and suffering will cause me to sink into myself and my own mind, and maybe complain about my situation and question his love for me. But he also knows my purest intentions and my heart. And there's peace in knowing he knows me, and knowing he is so much bigger than me or any of my struggles. And no matter what it is that I'm facing, he is bigger than it is. And he wants me to bring it to him. That is what Job did. He took it all to God. His praises, his love, his lament, his sorrow, his frustration, his anger, all of it. That lesson that we can learn from Job about feeling all the feelings in our trials while simultaneously trusting God is also sprinkled all throughout the book of Psalms. My favorite one I've found so far is Psalm 77. And so I just wanted to read just a few little excerpts from that section. It says, "In the day of my trouble, I sought the Lord. My soul ran in the night and ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted. I was troubled, I complained, my spirit was overwhelmed. I am so troubled that I cannot speak. Will the Lord cast off forever? Will he be favorable no more? Is his mercy gone? Doth his promise fail?" And I'm skipping a few parts, but this is the point of it. "Has God forgotten to be gracious? Hath he in his anger shut up his tender mercies? This is my infirmity." And so it's a lot of sorrow and lamenting, but then it goes on to say, "But I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old. I will meditate also of all thy work and talk of thy doings." And then there's some more good things. I would say you should go read it, so I don't have to keep reading the scriptures into this microphone. But the point, to be in a heavy trial and trust that God will protect at the same time, we have to look back and find evidence and remember what he's done in the past and what he's done for us and those around us, and we have to believe that he'll do it again. I feel like I should interrupt myself right now with a little side note here to say that even if my hell week or whatever, you experience, even if mine was a direct consequence of something I did wrong, even if I did something that caused myself all of the pain and darkness that comes, Heavenly Father still wants me to come to Him, still wants me to talk to Him about it. He still wants to hear from me and let me cry out whatever is weighing heavy on my soul. He knows we are human. He expects us to be human. He wants us to give those things to Him, to share them with Him, to express our frustrations to Him. He can handle it with much more grace than we can on our own, and He wants to hold our hand through it. But the adversary will never, ever stop trying to get you to think differently and to not trust God. He will never stop trying to get you to believe that there is a low you can reach that is too far for the Father to care. But He's a liar, and God always, 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 always wants to hear from you. He loves you. He wants to help you. And we have to believe that even when we can't feel it. If you want to feel joy in your trials, if you want to feel joy in your suffering, you have to learn to recognize that voice of Satan and cast him out. Don't give him space in your brain, ever, but especially when it already has enough to handle, especially in those trials. Learn to turn away from the adversary and take your problems to the light instead. And when you do bring those burdens to the light, you have to trust that God is real. Trust that He wants to help you. Trust that He will be gentle with you. Trust Him to carry it with you. Trust God to not be judgmental or pull away or be turned off by you bringing your burden to Him. That's not His character. He wants you to come to Him. He loves you, and no matter what the adversary tries to tell you, God will always be there waiting for you. Okay, that was fun, kind of. If there is a topic around the adversary that you would enjoy listening to me ramble about, let me know what it is. You can reach me through the contact form on my website, nottodaysatanbook.com. Thank you for being so kind, for listening, and we'll probably see you next week.